the difference between those who end up with an extraordinary life and those who just kind of keep trudging through, even though they're talented and have great ideas, is you have to be willing to get knocked down and get up and get knocked down and get up and to not know what's behind the next turn and to have your vision completely reinvented time and time and time again. Okay, great. This or something better. Okay, this or something better over and over again. And that's what I've been seeing you do. And that's what we've been doing together.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
All right, here we go again. This is Chris.
And Lori.
And we're coming at you. When I say again, I mean another week. Was this third week in a row, fourth week in a row that we're doing a little he said, she said. Listen, you guys have been sliding into the DMs on Instagram. You can find me at Chris W. Harder and her at Lori Harder. And letting us know that you love this when Lori and I kind of tackle what it's like to build a life together as busy entrepreneurs. And so we're going to keep doing this as long as you keep loving it.
You know why I love this? Is because it's just like when we are coaching people together and masterminds together and we literally get to do my perspective, your perspective, and just bring in, I think we just bring in so many different perspectives when we get to just dish on different topics.
Yeah, it's true because Lori and I are actually quite opposites. When we first met, I was on way end of the spectrum. She was on the way other end of the spectrum. And we kind of brought ourselves to this middle, but we still have very strong opinions on things. We still have very different ways of approaching things. I'll give you an example. Lori will often say to me, Chris, it's not the message that you're saying, it's the way you say it because I'm typically very direct. Mm-hmm. And Lori, how would you describe the way that you deliver a message?
I just think first.
Wow. See, there we go. All right. Speaking of thinking, I wanted to get your thoughts on something that's really important. We just got back from Louisville, Kentucky, where we were formulating your new drink in the labs. How cool is that?
It's insane, actually. I kept on trying to be really present with myself and with you and being like, hey, we're doing this. Like I kept saying things like that. Like, I'm so proud of us. Like, this is amazing. And I actually think that is a big part of why we're liking our life a lot more is we're trying to get really present in the moments because to be honest, nobody ever knows if their company is going anywhere. You don't know. So if you don't enjoy going and formulating your drink or creating the thing
formulating
or doing
your dreams.
Yeah. Formulating your dreams. I like that. If you don't enjoy that, then you may never get to the destination that you think that you want. And the whole thing is going to feel like a waste where I am learning so many lessons right now, whether it's this company, which it is, or another company. I cannot even tell you what I'm learning right now going through this entirely new process.
Can we back the truck up a moment? Yes. And I bet you one quarter of the people maybe have a hint about what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And the other three quarters are like, drink? What? What's going on? Can you fill them in?
Can we say the whole vision?
You can say whatever you're comfortable with at this point, short of a big launch.
You guys, the only reason that we're not doing it yet is because I have to do a big launch and just make sure legally that I'm saying all the right things. So,
lots of IP to protect and whatnot.
Especially when you're dealing with alcohol.
So you can't say the name yet. But you can paint the vision. How's that?
I am painting the vision that I have wanted something that meets women where they're at already and changes the conversation around what they're talking about. And for me, yes, I did the book. Yes, I do these events. Yes, I do personal development. But to be honest, it's actually a very small percentage of women who are really into personal development right now. It seems big because all you guys are following it and it's all that you see. You're in the bubble. But there is a huge group of people out there. There are huge numbers who are not connecting, who don't have this info, who are going to their happy hours and leaving feeling super empty. And I was like, I want to meet these women where they're already at. And I want to meet my audience and give them something better. I want to give my current audience something better to connect over. And yes, the book was great. Yes, the events are great. I'm still going to keep in the vein of that for sure, because I'm obsessed. But I want to meet them where they're at. And that's where I was like, they're having cocktails. They're still going out with friends. They're still thinking that this is going to be the way that they're going to really deeply connect. And if you don't have the tools to connect over or something to really look forward to, then you're not going to connect in the way that you want. And with this particular drink, we're actually creating conversation starters on the can. And it is going to be questions that really take you a lot deeper. And you're also going to have an opportunity to be a part of it, which is absolutely insane. Not a lot of people are doing this right now. And I wanted to take women with me and teach them how to build businesses that not only give back to women, but include women, that help each other. Because we talk so much about support, right? It's like, support this woman, or, you know, this is how we really show each other that we're showing up for each other, is by sharing each other's info or sharing each other's quote tiles or doing, you know, helping each other and volunteering at the program. Yes, that's absolutely how you do it. But ladies, it is the year or the years that we are on the rise. We know this is our time that we are rising up. And if we really want to create change in the world, it's not only going to take our energy and our effort and creating new things, but it is going to take money. Mm-hmm. It is going to take money. The people who are really moving the needle in the world, creating programs, feeding children, really getting things out there to help stop trafficking, help stop starvation, all of these things, fresh water, all of these incentives, that takes money. And if we don't learn how to make big money, we're not going to create the change that we really desire. It doesn't mean that the small things aren't big. They are. But we also need to start thinking of the big things. And my soul is called to the big thing. It doesn't mean it's better or worse. That's just where I'm called to. So I want to teach women how to create the big things. And that's going to mean companies. It's going to mean learning how to invest. It's going to mean learning how to support each other and invest in each other in these companies. And that's what this company is going to do. It's going to educate women and it's going to bring women along. All of you have a opportunity to actually be a part of this. I'm getting microfunded. I'm getting microfunders, which I was like, can I share this part or not?
Yep, you can share it.
And
not in detail yet.
If you are interested in being a part of this company in any way, you can go to lightpink.com and you can put your email in there. And we will also send you all of the info as this rolls out.
So you said lightpink.com. You better clarify. It's L-I-T-E.
L-I-T-E. Hey guys, this is the perfect spot to take a break because I have to tell you some exciting news. Our famous FAST Foundations Mastermind is open again for enrollment. This is a mastermind that my husband, Chris Harder, and I put on for entry-level early-stage entrepreneurs. And this is the only way to be able to work with Chris and I together in a room in person. I can promise you that this is literally one of the best masterminds out there for half the price. But I want you to listen in to some of these transformations that happen when you are in the room. And you guys know, if you listen to this podcast, that I always tell you, just show up for yourself and get your butt in the room. So listen into these.
My name is James Dunn, and FAST Foundations gave me a family of like-minded entrepreneurs that I know I can count on for support, for guidance, and to help get me through any challenge I'll ever run into in my business.
My name is Leanne, and FAST Foundations showed me a step-by-step roadmap and a process to implement into my business immediately, and I saw measurable results right away.
My name is Alex Street, and FAST Foundations helped me build my first course and confidently now do what I'm made for.
Okay, so here's the deal. All of those breakthroughs that you just heard, none of those people felt ready to be in that room. And I know you're sitting here thinking, I'm not even sure if I'm there yet. But let me tell you, if you make less than $499,000 a year, we want to lock arms with you to make your business explode and make you feel confident in all of the areas that you don't yet feel confident in. And I will tell you, as an entrepreneur, you never feel ready. You never, ever feel ready. It's all about taking that leap and showing up for yourself. So over the next 5.5 months, we want to lock arms with you, and spots are super limited. So go over to fastfoundations.com right now, because we want to work with you. We want you in this room. And as you can hear from the transformation, it is your turn now to have that same experience. So let's get back to the interview.
And I know you said you're trying to meet women where they're at, but is there anything inside of you that has any concerns around starting an alcohol company when you came from a fitness background, when you came from this, you know, background that was supposed to be so healthy and all that?
You know, it's crazy because I truly got this message. Like, it was a complete and utter clear download for me. Chills, goosebumps, like 100%. Whenever I've known my messages are from above, whatever you believe this is, it was divine. And I knew it in my bones. It was so clear to me. It brought tears to my eyes. Like, it brought me to my knees. And I think you saw me a couple times when it brought me to my knees and I just started bawling and saying, this is it. And when I mean it, it's one of my chapters in life. I never, ever think that one thing is it, but this is one of my big chapters that I knew I was supposed to do. Now, with that said, I know from past experience, and if you've not had this experience, I need you to borrow mine. I knew from past experience that this feeling was the sign that no matter what, this is what I was supposed to do. So even later that night when doubt came in, when I was like, oh my God, this is such a pivot. I have no idea what I'm doing. I've never built a product company. I have no idea what I'm doing in the alcohol industry. Like, I hear so many people are telling me not to go into it because there's a lot of problems. There's a lot of things that you have to, that are going to be really tough to get around. Distribution is a huge thing. You're going to need a ton of money to get out there. With all of those things and people actually telling me no, I've talked to some people and women who have launched alcohol companies who've actually told me don't do it. Mm-hmm. And even with that said, I know that when I get that feeling that brings me to my knees and it's a clear vision that no matter what happens, I have to go for it. And I have now locked that in. I'm like, nope, I got this feeling. I knew it in my bones. Everything is going to come up against me as soon as I decide to do it. And that's how I knew I had to go for it, is because I've been told no before multiple times. I've been told that I shouldn't do something. I've been told that it's crazy. And because I had that feeling, that divine download, that divine clarity, even for, what was it? Maybe 1 minute max. Sometimes it's 30 seconds. If you have that, you have to go forward. And the vision will change. So be open to it changing, because it already has changed for us. It's crazy. It's changing like numerous times as we're going through this.
It keeps changing. As a matter of fact, when I watch you pivot, when I watch you get punched in the face and then get up again and then get knocked down and get up again, it's, people really have to understand, it's not beautiful. It's not fun. No. It's not enjoyable.
I cry at night.
Easy.
A lot.
This has been really freaking tough. And we're putting millions of dollars of our money and other people's, you know, investors' money into this. Like, even though the resistance is there, you're voting with your dollar. You're saying, I have faith in this working and you're moving forward anyways. I want people to understand what that's like. Like, to know you're meant to do something, to have no answers as to how to do it, but to seek them out one by one by one. This is the great difference between those who end up crushing it and those who don't. Even if this particular idea weren't to work for some reason, which I know it's going to, this is the same approach we take on the next idea.
Same approach.
This is really what I'm hoping people grasp. The difference between those who end up with an extraordinary life and those who just kind of keep trudging through, even though they're talented and have great ideas, is you have to be willing to get knocked down and get up and get knocked down and get up, and to not know what's behind the next turn, and to have your vision completely reinvented time and time and time again. Okay, great. This or something better. Okay, this or something better, over and over again. And that's what I've been seeing you do. And that's what we've been doing together.
It's quite crazy. I just want to say how it happens. It's kind of like you are at the very beginning of Death Valley and everything is really, really great. And you're in your car and you haven't driven it yet. And you're just like, yay, we're going through the desert. And you see this mirage and it is like the most beautiful image of your vision. It is just so incredibly clear. It's stunning. It's like the promised land. And then all of a sudden you keep driving because you've decided that's the vision that you want. And you're driving and you're driving and you're driving and you realize that you are in Death Valley. And the promised land is on the other side, but you are in the middle of Death Valley. Like you don't even remember what that mirage was. You don't even remember what that vision was. And that's what you have to keep going back to. And I actually did it this morning. I turned on my phone, 10 minutes, did a visualization because I know I have to stay in the vision and everything is going to try to pull me out. So you have to have that dream and that vision. You have to pull it through Death Valley with like, sometimes you have nobody to talk to. Sometimes you feel like you have no assets. Sometimes you feel like you have no idea what is next and it seems super desolate. So you have to pull that dream all the way through on your own without anything. Sometimes it feels like you're going to starve. Sometimes it feels like you're going to die and you have to keep on getting in the vision and remembering the promised land.
Yeah, it's so true. And I really think that I'm going to put a bow on this here in a couple of minutes, but I really think that this is going to be an example for other people to step into what they've been wanting to do for a long time, but have been afraid to do it. So I just want to kind of take a moment to give you props on air saying, I'm really proud of you doing this
because
it's going to give other people permission to do the same thing too. And I know it's going to be a pain in the ass. I know we're going to have ups and downs, but it's going to be so freaking worth it.
I'm so excited. I'm so freaked out.
What's the best lesson you've learned from doing something radically different so far?
I'm really clear that we have to keep on pivoting and stepping into something that feels wildly insane. Because if not, we regress. I get depressed. I get anxious. I know that I have to keep on pivoting. It's why I'm here. So you have to figure out what that is and just have faith. Like, you want to know what I've learned? What faith really feels like.
Oh, wow.
Like a free fall.
Full-time faith.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have part-time faith. That's not faith.
Nope. I wake up all the time in fear and I know it's because I'm tired. I know it's because, you know, I'm thinking of something negative and not thinking of the vision. So I switch my thoughts over and over and I say a prayer to help my thoughts get changed.
I realize we've spent the last several minutes talking about the challenges and the fears and all that stuff. Tell me something exciting, like what you're excited about or one of the best moments so far in creating this.
God, there's been so many cool moments. What I'm most excited about is this is going to be something that I can co-create and connect with these other female leaders that I want to connect with and support their vision, support their events, sponsor different things. I'm so excited about that. I'm excited to watch women connecting over this. I'm excited for when women realize the opportunity that's here to support this and the opportunity to learn and what is possible for them. Because I think there's a whole door and a whole vision that they have not even walked through. It's like they don't even know that this idea really exists for themselves. A lot of people are thinking that they're, you know, coaches or that they're, and they are, but they don't realize that they can start a tangible product company as well, which will just take them to a whole new place too. And will complement their entire life and what they're doing. And it's really bringing what they want, whether that's clothing, drinks, food, whatever it is, that is all accessible to you. And it's not out of reach. We just have to show the path and nobody's really showing that yet. And I like the fact that we are going to bring people along on this ride, show them how it works, the insides of it, educate them. That's what I'm most excited about.
You know, what's interesting is you've got your annual Bliss project that you've been doing. It's just the eighth year, the eighth year where, you know, 500 women come and it's a women's empowerment and just a great weekend for women. But it's going to be there this year where you actually share for the very first time what you mean every time you make this vague statement of you're going to bring women along, they're going to be involved, they're going to have a chance to be a part of the company. That's the spot where you're going to share exactly what you mean, isn't it?
Yeah. I hope that they come along.
Oh my God. I can't
wait. Because that is, it's, you know, every single year, this audience is growing with me. And I really do. I had the realization that I want to create something where truly we are working together.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, for any of you who've been to the Bliss Project before, or if you haven't even heard of it, not only is it an incredible weekend to, you know, grab a girlfriend and lift each other up and leave just a radically different person, but this is going to be the most special one of them all because Lori is actually going to announce the details of this company and how everybody is going to be, quote, brought along for the ride. And you're not going to want to miss it because anyone who's there in person, they're the ones who are going to get first dibs at coming along for the ride, aren't they?
Yes.
I love it. So go check it out at theblissproject.info. Theblissproject.info. If you want, are there still tickets available?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure I wasn't speaking out of turn here. Theblissproject.info. If you want to go and if you want to be the first to know the details of Lori's brand new company and see the branding and like see everything. I can't wait for all that to be revealed.
I can't wait.
I love it.
Okay, guys, we are so excited that you are loving these episodes and we want to know what you want to hear from us because we want to answer your questions too. So we're going to share insights to our life and answer your questions. So until next time.
If you guys love this episode, make sure you share it, tag us, and let us know what you want to hear from us next.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.